All of these ministries that I'm representing have indicated that they are opposed to having an RV park. In fact, the development of this northwestern section has been planned, moving further and further toward a Bible college for many years. Matter of fact, the head of SWIM, Larry Green, just told me this morning, he said, make sure to let them know that I moved into this house 20 years ago to the day, this coming Monday, in order to start ministry work. And so he was, my father, Dean Brown, has owned this property that's had the cross on it, it's held in the Brown Family Trust for more than 30 years. And these other properties have been there, but we've kind of made the move to begin developing this from the standpoint of being the northern gateway to Branson. And we want to protect that image of not only Branson being the Midwest capital for live entertainment and wholesome family entertainment, but also the spiritual capital of the Midwest. And I think the cross represents that. The expected lifespan of the cross is going to be 300 years, so I know what I'm going to be doing. And likewise, it's something that's going to last. We're getting our feet underneath this. The concern that we have is, with all of these ministries, it's very, very challenging financially to be able to get loans, mortgages, things like that. And having an RV park in the heart of what we're building makes that even more difficult, because of the challenges, not only for the safety because of kids, not only for the issue of the financial stuff, but also just for the fact that, you know, when you start looking at this and what's already been placed there, and we're already talking millions of dollars worth of effort and work and time involvement, it's something that's not fitting with what we're trying to build as this community. So, are there any other questions we can try and answer? Like I said, we've taken the time to make sure that you have written documentation from all the landowning members that surround this entire property that are in ministry, so that you're aware of their commitment to opposing this.
Anything? I don't think so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Next.
Hi, I'm Mark Blackwell. My wife and I, we have Hearts Intertwined Ministry, so we own on the west side of the property here. We also had put a letter in with Stillwater's Ministry, who also put a letter in with Reflections and Images at the Cross. And also Roger Recate, he was on a mission trip. They left Saturday, so they're out of the country in Central America. And he would have loved to have been here, but he also voiced on his concern. Definitely on Roger's property, because they have the kids' things that are set up now, but they're looking forward to the to where they have more of a Christian kids' camp, and they're just concerned in regards to the transient situation, which is one of the things all the properties are looking at. Also, just in the last couple months, Stillwater's Ministry is here right across on Highway 160 from the property there, but in the last 2 months, the two properties behind it have been purchased by a person that's working with the ministry, so they're not under Stillwater's Ministry yet, but they will be, and so someone has spent almost in regards to about $600,000 in the last 2 months expecting these properties to be used, and so right now they're housing ministry people that work with the different ministries. So even though my wife and I have only owned this property here at Hearts Intertwined for a couple years, we've been involved with Carrie and the Cross really since about 2008, after it was approved through the commission. And then we've been working with Pastor Larry since 2009. So Carrie moving from Ohio to work here, with the ministries. So like he was saying, we do have a lot of different ministries that are working together. Some of our main concerns is alcohol use on the property. As Roger Recate had put in his letter, there is no alcohol allowed on their ministry property there. And so you have a property that's adjoining that will have situations where alcohol's on there.
We also talked about the transient people, because they can walk across the street or walk onto different properties that are pretty much surrounding them. It's pretty much surrounded by ministries at this time. Also, when I was growing up, so a long time ago, my parents owned a couple motels in Colorado, and we also owned a campground. And so I wrote that in the letter from Hearts Intertwined. Of the three commercial properties that we had, we definitely by far saw the most complaints or different things that were going on with the campground itself. So situations of alcohol use or drug use, situation where the police having to be contacted, just different things. And I wrote that in the letter. And so all the ministries that are working together, we do have a concern about the fit, kind of like you were talking about a little bit ago, on that being the right fit for what's it being in the center of the ministries that are working together and have been working together. Yes. Is there any questions?
I don't think so. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anyone else that was, sir? Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Mayburn Davidson. I live at 119 Hunters Glen Road, Walnut Shade, with my wife and daughter. The address does not include it, but the house does face or border on or whatever word best fits Highway 160, which is just down the road from this proposed development. I'd guess an eighth of a mile, something in that range anyway. I am not here as hard against this project as perhaps those that are closer and have more vested interest would be. Mine is primarily from that of a resident, a homeowner, a family, and some concerns that we have. I don't know Mr. Rhodes, as far as I know, never met him, have no bone to pick with him. But the same thing, the idea of an RV park and rental cabins just bothers me some, having it that close to that residential area, and ours is not the only residence, but that's one we're speaking about, of course. I realize that, generally speaking, a landowner needs to have the right to do what he wants to do with his property in terms of building on it. I don't dispute that. I would feel the same way. But at the same time, there are both legal and practical and moral and other reasons which sometimes I think would cause that to be contested. Please excuse me, I've had a real hoarse voice for the last several days. There's no way that I could know, obviously, how this would turn out. And I realize it's certainly possible that this RV park and overnight rental facility might turn out to be very well constructed, very well maintained, very well supervised. I see no reason why one couldn't be built that would fit that, with minimal noise, minimal interference with the lives of people that live close by, minimal amounts of police presence due to drug or alcohol use and things of that nature. At the same time, all too often what I hear about proposals and areas such as this just don't fit that. Too many times you're hearing the negatives, and I assume that many times those negatives you hear are quite right. And I don't know of any way to know ahead of time how it's going to be if it is built. No way that I know of until it's too late to do very much about it after it's built and problems begin. So I said I'd be brief, or I meant to say that anyway. We do have some concerns about the project, and we appreciate very much anything the members of this commission can do to be certain the proposal is carefully considered. And we ask that approval be withheld unless you can feel that the project is in the best interest of surrounding property owners, or at least is not detrimental to their interests. I know you fellas have a tough, difficult job, and we appreciate what you do to better the lives of people here in Taney County. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else in the audience to speak in opposition to the application? Sir, you want to come back up? You You want to respond to any of the comments?
Well, as far as, you know, the nature of this RV park, this is not going to be a standard RV park, and I understand his concerns. You know, we're investing about $1.6 million to move dirt and build pads, if that puts the scheme of anything. And it's not going to be thrown together. It's completely engineered. You know, I've already invested a good $500,000 in that property. We keep our property neat, nice. It's mowed. We don't disturb the neighbors. We have not destroyed anybody's property. I cannot say that for the surrounding properties. I've been damaged on all those sides by my neighbors. But, you know, we've made the best of it and just went on. So I would just like to state, you know, that I understand what they're trying to do around me, but that shouldn't have any impact on what I want to do with my property.
Any questions for the applicant?
Have you met with any of the adjacent landowners?
Absolutely. And I will say this is the first appraisal that first time I've heard they were against it.
Any questions for the applicant? Discussion amongst ourselves to get to a point of a motion? We have all the information in front of us, the 92 acres and the layout that's being proposed. And
about how many acres is the total total development?
Excuse me, sir?
How many acres is your total development of your property here? You've got 93 acres. How much are you developing as far as?
About 28. I kept the rest for nature trails, sure. And just to keep it, you know, it's the Ozarks.
Yeah.
And those trails are already existing and put in. I mean, we use them personally.
So you're just developing about 1/3 of the property?
Yes, sir. The idea was when we bought it, not to go in and rack and pack, you know, RVs. And these RV spots can be anywhere from 80 to 200 feet apart. We're looking for big buses, people that are established. If we wanted a party campground, we'd have bought one on the water. We don't want that. We're looking for the retired people that want to come to Branson and enjoy it, but don't want to try to park 10 foot off of their neighbor. They can come here. We have a 28-day rotation is what we were going to set it up on. Nobody can stay in one spot longer than 28 days. That keeps them from dragging anything in. You know, this will be highly regulated, so... you know, we're talking $300,000 to $1 million buses are going to stay here. That is the clientele we are going after.
Where is your planned access point to this land?
The access point?
Mm-hmm. Right here. It was an existing access when I bought the property right here. It's about 60 feet wide. This road is existing. It goes all the way around. It will loop back and come right under 160 and hook back in right here. So this area right here, it's approximately 60 feet wide and probably 200 foot before you even get to the gate here to this road.
Okay.
And that is also where the wide part of 160 is. The road does not go narrow until it passes. You can see it on it until it passes that access. So there is shoulders and stuff in place.
You talked to MoDOT?
Excuse me?
Have you talked to MoDOT?
Yes. They saw no problem with it. The access was already there, so they saw no problem with it. There is an access on the other end of the property. When we talked with MoDOT originally, right here, this is kind of a blind corner. They said we could use it. We opted to not use it and build a whole other road back
so it's a one-way all the way through. We might use that for a maintenance road, but I think to get a big RV out of there, it may be risky.